This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Up here, down there, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. And you can feel the energy. You feel the energy. You know what this is, John. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. This morning, all eyes were on Gobbler's Knob, which I can't believe I can say on CBS. The bad news is, weather-predicting rodent Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter. No, come on. Not 6 more weeks. I'm ready for beach season. I got my six-pack already under here. But because of Punxsutawney Phil, I legally can't show you. That's the only reason. Thing is, not all groundhogs agree with Phil's forecast. Here in New York, Staten Island Chuck has predicted an early spring. Nice try. You're not getting me to go to Staten Island. Not gonna happen. Not gonna do it. So who do we believe? Phil or Chuck? Apparently neither. Because groundbreaking analysis from political prognosticators 538.com shows that groundhogs do not make good meteorologists. Really? Really? Huh. Really, 538? You think groundhogs make bad predictions? How'd they do on the 2016 election? According to this deep analysis, when comparing Punxsutawney Phil's predictions to historical weather data, he's only right about a third of the time. Well, that's why you never rely on groundhogs for advice, no matter how convincing they are when they pitch you crypto with Matt Damon. So, groundhogs may not be the most reliable, and sometimes they don't even make it to their gig, because over in New Jersey, on the eve of Groundhog Day, it was announced that resident weather marmot Milltown Mel had died. Although the cause of death has not been released. Could it be murder? Or perhaps because groundhogs only have an average life expectancy of 3 years, and he was 6. That's a long one. That's a long sentence to be. Let's go back over here. In a Facebook post on Sunday, Milltown Mel's handler said, "We wranglers are sad to report that Milltown Mel recently crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. But because it's Jersey, he's still stuck in rainbow traffic." Should've used the Rainbow Tunnel. Come on, Jersey, Rainbow Tunnel. It's also the second day of Black History Month, and one man is making black history because the NFL is being sued for racial discrimination by former Dolphins coach Brian Flores. Now, sure, almost 70% of NFL players are black, and there's only one black head coach in the entire league, but the NFL can't be racist. They spray-painted a tiny "End Racism" next to the Kansas City Chiefs logo. Now, a lot of pundits were surprised when Flores got fired by Miami on January 10th because Flores had recorded the Dolphins' first back-to-back winning season since 2003. But the lawsuit explains that behind the scenes, Flores actually clashed with Dolphins owner and business basset hound Stephen Ross. When Flores was hired in 2019, the Dolphins were bad and hoping to get the number one pick in the draft. So according to the lawsuit, Ross attempted to incentivize Flores to purposely lose games by allegedly offering him $100,000 for every loss that season. Wow, what a waste of money. The Jets will lose for free. But that's pro bono. That's called... That's true? True story? But hold on. It gets bad different. Because Flores also alleges that after the 2019 season, Ross pressured him to recruit an unnamed prominent quarterback, Tom Brady. I got a little tickle in my throat. Does anybody have one of those, Tom Brady's? Do you remember? Which would have violated the league's tampering rules. So Flores refused, but then Ross allegedly invited Flores to have lunch on a yacht, where he informed him that the quarterback was conveniently arriving at the marina for an impromptu meeting. Yeah, nothing suspicious there. No more innocent phrase in the English language than, I got somebody I want you to meet down at the docks. So, despite his overall record of winning 7 of his last 8 games this season, Flores was fired, apparently because he did not get along and go along with the owner. But 8 other teams also lost their coaches, and Flores got several interviews this offseason, including one with the New York Giants. Now, it's important to understand that the NFL has this thing for 20 years called the Rooney Rule, which requires NFL teams to interview a diverse range of candidates for coaching jobs and other positions. It's a great idea. Gives everybody an opportunity, unless you don't give an opportunity to anybody, which is what happened in this case, because Flores learned that the New York Giants head coaching job had gone to someone else 3 days before he was scheduled to interview for the position. So he's saying they wasted his time just to check a pretend box about how they pretend care about diversity, though I imagine it did take the pressure off the job interview. Where do I see myself in 5 years? I don't know, suing you? Flores, that was one of these. But there you go. Flores accidentally learned they had already filled the position from New England Patriots head coach and recently deceased groundhog, Bill Belichick. Looks good. He looks good. He looks good.
Yes.
Flores worked for Belichick for almost 15 years, but Belichick also employed another Brian, Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll. Dable? Dable? Brian Dable. Keep that in mind as you read this text exchange. Belichick starts off by saying, "Sounds like you've landed. Congrats." To which Flores responds, "Did you hear something I didn't hear? Giants! I interviewed on Thursday. I think I have a shot at it. Got it. I hear from Buffalo, New York Giants that you are their guy. Hope it works out if you want to." That's definitely what I want. I hope you're right, Coach. Thank you. Coach, are you talking to Brian Flores or Brian Dable? Just making sure. Sorry, I f***ed this up. I double-checked and misread the text. I think they're naming Dable. I'm sorry about that, BB. Thanks, Bill. That's the story of how Brian Dable got listed in Bill Belichick's phone as White Brian. But it's a long story. It's a long story, but that's the story.
That's the story. It's a long one, but
Flores is still in the running for 2 other head coaching vacancies, which is what makes this lawsuit even more impressive. You see, the NFL, generally speaking, not very forgiving towards anyone who stands up to them or kneels near them. So, Flores, who's only 40 years old, has put his future livelihood on the line here. But he's doing it for a higher purpose, as he explained on CNN.
I understand the risk. Look, I love coaching football. I'm called to coach football. I'm gifted to coach football. And I still want to coach. Let's be clear about that. But this is bigger than coaching. This is bigger than me.
That guy's inspiring. He should be a coach. In other football racism news, 1.5 years after dropping their offensive team name, today the Washington football team revealed their new name. Drum roll, please. It's the Washington Commanders. That really feels like the waste of a drum roll. I'm sorry, Joe. Commanders might be the only name more generic than football team. I was hoping for something fun and new, like the Washington Balloons or the Fightin' Dolly Partons. Jolene on 4. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Late hit. That was a late hit. But Commanders is still way better than the old name and logo, which, for some reason, were still featured repeatedly throughout their promo video for the new name and logo. I'd love to see these guys officiate a wedding. Do you, Susan? T- take Anthony to be your lawfully wedded husband? Because he's way better than your ex, Ryan. Remember Ryan? Ugh. Ryan was the worst. He broke your little heart. You loved him so much. Is Ryan here? Ryan, come on down. What? He's my plus one. Grow up. Ryan, come on down. Speaking of workplace investigations, CNN president and executive hot dog Jeff Zucker. Today, Zucker resigned as the president of CNN because he failed to disclose to the company a romantic relationship with another senior executive at CNN. Come on, Zucker. You can't keep that secret. You work at a news network. Remember the first rule of journalism. The moment you consummate a relationship, you shout, "This just in." We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We got a hot time in the Old Town tonight. Tonight coming up in just a moment, for those just tuning in, we've got Mr. Tim McGraw going to be here in just a minute. Country music superstar, Grammy winner.
Yes.
He's that new 1883 on Paramount Plus. The thing's the prequel to the Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
It's incredibly popular. And then Martha Stewart's going to be out here. Maybe she's going to bake. Maybe a birthday cake. We don't know. Play your cards right. Now, folks, you know, if you watch the show, you know I spent a lot of my time right over there working the old mirth kiln. Mountain Dal is the day's most important golden story ingots to make an ornate set of custom news vam braces, then carve a molded cuirass into the most topical animal-themed chest plate that I decorate with fine filigree and ornate pre-Columbian patterns to create the bespoke set of gold Muisca armor that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I wake up in the basement of a derelict row house during a full moon, rifle through a discarded box of elbow pasta, and string some noodles together into crude shin guards with copper wire stripped out of a funeral home I robbed earlier. Then I fashion a hat by stapling old newspaper clippings to a bike helmet and wrap myself in a tarp I swipe from the retirement home hot tub to frolic before you in the madman's hazmat suit of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, it's a sacred trust. Sacred trust to the American people. Meanwhile, this morning, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame revealed its 2022 induction nominees, including the Eurythmics, Pat Benatar, Kate Bush, and Mr. Lionel Richie. We actually have footage of the moment Lionel got the committee's call. Meanwhile, Tesla has recalled nearly 54,000 vehicles that may disobey stop signs. Did this not come up in the design meetings? We gave the cars touch screens. The key is shaped like a little toy car, and it's got dog mode so the pets are comfortable while you're gone.
Do you think it should stop at stop signs?
Shut up, Kevin. Ooh, let's put in karaoke and a cocaine holder. I don't know why you'd say that. Tesla may have another recall coming on the highway because apparently Tesla drivers are reporting a surge in phantom braking, where Teslas are unexpectedly slamming on their brakes in response to imagined hazards. Okay, there's your answer right there. Just get your car to imagine a stop sign. Solved. Where's my cocaine? Meanwhile, I'm not into the lifestyle, no thanks. Meanwhile, the Northeast got hit with an historic snowfall last weekend, but not everyone hunkered down because one Rhode Island couple got married in an outdoor wedding ceremony during the blizzard because the couple says, "Are they here? Are you here?" because the couple says they chose their January 29th wedding date 14 months ago. You can't be shocked that you had bad weather when you schedule your wedding for outdoors in Rhode Island in January. That's like complaining about noise during your silent meditation retreat at WrestleMania. Meanwhile, in pizza-based news in response to driver shortages, Domino's is paying customers to pick up their own pizzas. That is shocking. Domino's is allowed to call that pizza? The chain announced... Applause. Applause. The chain announced the move in a new ad that boasts, "You're no longer just a customer, you're a delivery driver." Perfect for anyone who said, "I love that Domino's tastes like tomato paper. I just wish I had to work harder to get it." Meanwhile, an entire shipment of cookbooks has sunk to the bottom of the ocean. Well, that's a good excuse for not cooking on Valentine's. "Honey, I was gonna make you coq au vin, but the recipe is in the Marianas Trench, so I'm treating you to Domino's, but you gotta go pick it up." Meanwhile, to help fight Omicron, the CDC is once again reminding everyone to use a medical-grade mask that completely covers your nose, mouth, and chin. So clearly, the one person doing the least to fight the spread of COVID is the Batman.
Coming up, Tim McGraw.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks and friends, friendly folks, my first guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning country star who has sold over 50 million albums worldwide. He now stars in 1883.
You want to court my daughter, you can. Court her? You can do it.
Not sure what it means.
Well, son, it means you can talk and talk and go on rides and talk.
We've kind of been doing that.
You know the drill, then. You break her heart, get handsy, you and me gonna have a problem.
Define handsy. Joke. In a bad time to tell it. Sorry.
Damn, boy.
Welcome back to The Late Show, Tim McGraw. Hey, man, thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me
back. This has been a regular thing. This is the third time you've been here.
I know, right? Weekly, maybe?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, come
do
on.
Fridays. Now, thanks for wearing the cowboy hat. I really appreciate it. You never know when we might have to give our horse a drink.
Well, I've been in a cowboy hat and chaps and wool for the last 6 months.
That's what I was talking to your wife about last night. Faith Hill, your co-star in 1883. She was on the show. She was on the show last night. Then all of those costumes you guys got to wear, it's a little scratchy, a little dirty, get a little smelly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, it was hot. You know, when we signed up for this, I told Faith, I said, look, we're either going to be on fire the whole time or freezing cold. I think we had 5 days that were comfortable. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time, it was 115 degrees or 8 degrees.
That's why I like working
windy.
Here.
Yeah,
inside.
Well, controlled atmosphere.
It's got HVAC. Yeah. That's what I like. That's my location.
Absolutely.
Now, your wife was saying last night you got 3 daughters, and now you're empty nesters. Mm. What is it you miss most about having those girls around?
Oh, my God. You know...
Because I can commiserate. I have 3 also, and we just became empty nesters.
And what are
as
yours?
Well. Children.
But...
Girl, boy.
You know, all girls... four girls in my
house.
You're
the only guy in the house?
Yeah, so I'm never right about anything. I guess the thing we miss the most is the energy that's around the house.
Sure.
We've always had, you know, 15 or 16 girls, kids around our house all the time, hanging around the pool, having parties. It's the energy. And also, you know, the routine every day of getting up, making breakfast, taking them to school, cooking dinner for them when they get home, going to football games because we had cheerleaders and all those things. It's the routine of it and the you know, the thing that keeps you sort of on target.
Well, you filled up your time. You've got a lot going on. It's not like you've got a lot of time to brood on it. Yeah. You guys, obviously, I want to talk about this in a minute. You're going back on tour. You're working on an album. But you two are, you're the leads of 1883. What is that like to work together? She says y'all leave it completely at the door. You don't even rehearse lines at home.
No, we don't.
She did imply that you sometimes role play as your characters. I'm not making that up. She implied. That was definitely implied in one of her answers last night.
I only brought my chaps home a few times. Just the
chaps.
That
paints a picture.
Just the chaps.
That does paint a picture.
Yeah, I mean, because they're open in the front.
I understand.
They're open in the back. So,
This is not Paramount Plus. This is CBS. Remember, we actually do
Well, same company.
Different rules, let me tell you. Now, you have a man in this who needs no costume for a Western, and that is Sam Elliott, who I think legally, to do a Western, he has to be part of it. You have to book him or his mustache. One of the two has to be.
I don't know if they come separate, but what a sweet guy. You know, he's always one of my favorite actors and one of my favorite.
Amazing.
I mean, just
and a wonderful person, too.
Yeah. And then getting to know him on set, he became one of my favorite people of all time. He's the sweetest guy in the world. But I can tell you one story. There was a shootout in the second episode where we're walking down the street, and Billy Bob Thornton's in it. Mm-hmm. We walk into the saloon, and we're clearing out the saloon. We're shooting all these bad guys. And I'm so enthralled, because Billy Bob is one of the most fantastic actors on earth as well. And we've been friends for a long time, since Friday Night Lights, when we did Friday Night Lights together. So I'm watching the shootout, and I'm so enthralled with Billy Bob's performance. I'm watching him do his thing, and I totally forgot that I had a line with Sam. So I just blow right by Sam and don't stop and deliver my line. And I get to the saloon doors, and I go, I had a line with Sam, and I forgot it. So they said cut, and everything, and everybody was perfect, so we had to do it again because I forgot my line. I walked back to Sam, and I said, Sam, I'm sorry, I forgot my line. I was supposed to deliver a line to you. And Sam goes, I noticed. And then I'm like, okay. And then he goes, well, but at least you got the squint down. And then I walked off, got on my mark again. I go, dang, he just jabbed me. And so a few minutes later, I walked back over to him and said, you know, Sam, the squint worked pretty good for Clint Eastwood. He goes, yeah, it did. Look, touche.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. Who knows? Maybe Tim will sing. No promises, but maybe Tim will sing.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also a really special cameo in the second episode of 1883. How'd you end up with this general right here, who is none other? Tell the people who this is.
Tom Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks right there.
Yeah. Cool cat.
Have you known Tom for a while?
Tom and Rita and their kids and our kids, we've been family friends for a long time, been on vacations together and hung out together for quite a long time. In fact, my middle daughter and their youngest son went to school together, college together. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for a long time, just great people. And this cameo thing came up, and we were doing the show, and I called Tom. I says, look, I don't want to put any pressure on you, and I know you're Tom Hanks, and you could do anything you want to do in the world. But if there's any chance you'd be interested in this cameo, I sent him the script. If there's any chance you'd be interested in this cameo, just let me know. And he goes, tell me when and where, and I'll be there. And he showed up, and it was so sweet. He went to everybody on set, shook hands with everybody, took pictures with everybody, and couldn't have been nicer. And it was really special. It made me feel good. It made everybody else feel good. And
that doesn't sound like him.
I know. What an ass like Tom Hanks is, right?
We got to go here in just 1 second, but I was hoping, would you mind? We have a mic here.
Oh, boy.
And you've been known to sing a tune. I'm just curious if you would be willing to sing something out to break. I know you didn't come here to sing. You came here to act. But that part's done.
Okay.
You got
it?
What do you want? What do you...
The Tiny Dancer.
Yeah. Tiny Dan.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a businesswoman, author, and lifestyle guru with the media empire. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Martha Stewart, everybody. Martha, delight to have you here. As always, Madame, what are we preparing for tonight? This seems very romantic.
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
It is. It's a week away.
Have you gotten the presents for your loved ones?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
Let's just say yes, because they'll be watching.
Well, you can also bake a cake, and I understand that you like to bake.
I love to bake. I love to cook in all its forms, probably not as much as you do.
Well, this is
what are we doing?
This is a really pretty cake. Mm-hmm. It's a Valentine's cake, and it's filled with raspberries. It's an easy cake to bake. It's a nice white, fluffy cake.
Fantastic.
And you make two layers, mm-hmm. and then you cut the layers in half. Mm-hmm.
Do we mind if we start off with a drink?
Oh, well, you must show the label, please.
What do we got here? Oh, this is 19 Crimes Martha's Shard.
Look at the cork.
Cork.
I'm on
your face on it.
My cork. Mm. And this is a very delicious Chardonnay, but we call it Shard nowadays.
We do.
Yes, we do.
That's a new thing. The kids
Chardonnay.
Are doing it, calling it a Shard.
Yeah.
Listen to their hip hop, drinking their Shard.
Exactly. Okay.
Now I heard something scandalous.
Not just kids.
What, huh?
Not just kids.
Yeah.
Adults.
Adults do what?
Drink Shard.
Only adults. It's illegal for children to drink Shard.
This is it?
Yes, Martha.
Can I have some ice?
Some ice. Now, I understand. I thought this was anathema. You drink ice.
Well, it isn't any longer. I was talking to a lot of vintners in France and in Italy, and they all approve ice in the white wine.
It'll dilute it.
Well, that's a good idea.
Why?
Well, then you can get up and leave and not get too drunk, and if you don't like the guy, you can get out of there fast. There's always.
So let's imagine
method,
that we're on a date, right? We're
method,
on a date right
method
now.
Method to my madness.
There you go.
What do you think?
Date so far?
No, how do you?
I think I'm feeling good about our date so far.
Yes. Well, yeah. Good. Well, have a sip. Tell me what you think.
Oh, I could get crunked on that. 100%.
You can drink a lot of
this.
Yeah,
I could funnel that.
The whole idea of Char is you can drink.
Have you ever tried Dry January?
Oh, of course, but not this January.
I did this January. Not a good January to do it.
No.
I think it's a waste. Why not save that for Lent?
Yeah, well, you can do it in Lent also.
Sure, I suppose
so. But then
so.
I will not like you because you will not be buying my shard.
Oh, I'll buy it. I'll give it as gifts. Now, what do we do? Walk me through it, madame.
Okay, just finish this layer. This is the bottom layer. Okay. It's already been slathered with buttercream. Now finish
the
raspberry.
The buttercream is just literally butter, sugar, some milk or cream,
a little tiny pinch of salt just to give it a little depth of flavor.
Oh, the salt will do that for you?
And
I went to a bar where they put a little salt. They put salt water in my cocktail.
Well, I don't like that.
Because they said it woke up the flavors.
Now, take your pastry cream.
You don't care about my story.
I'm concentrating on my...
I thought this was... This date's not going as well as I had hoped, Martha. So then I spread over the top.
That's my problem. I don't listen, see? Yeah.
Is there a special someone on Valentine's Day for you, Martha?
Not really. Only in my dreams.
All right. In your dreams, does he look like Tim McGraw?
Oh.
Wearing chaps? Because I can't get that image out of my head. I'm going to wake up screaming with that image in my head. Okay. What's a good date for you? What's your idea of an ideal date, Martha?
An ideal date is to get on a plane, a private plane.
Oh, wow.
And to fly off to some mysterious location like a private island.
Ooh.
And then have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
With really, really nice, nice beaches and swimming and food and you know what else? Everything.
What else? What else, Martha? I don't know what else. What else would it be?
A typical nice date, you know?
A good date.
Mm-hmm. A good date.
Is this a first date?
It could be a first date. Could be a second date.
There you go.
I like first dates like that, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, why bother otherwise? Going right?
Life is short.
Why go out?
Life is short.
Okay, you did it nicer than I did it.
Well, I'm a natural. I've got this.
Better.
What do I do next? Do we slather?
Now you have to cut center. Is it centered?
You tell me.
Is that centered? I don't know.
It's a hard. It's very hard to tell.
Okay, cut through the second layer, and that little cake can be a present to your child or.
Or if someone has a birthday in the audience, that would be a fun thing.
Center it nicely, then put all the rest of the red raspberries in the center. See how pretty?
Yeah.
And this was pretty enough to put on the cover of our magazine. Can you believe that?
Hey, I gotta ask a question.
Yes.
Speaking of, the business side of Martha, I understand that your website is martha.com.
Yes.
How did you get that? I don't understand, how you could possibly... Have you had that for a long time?
Well,
There's no way someone didn't camp on that.
One of my boyfriends told me to buy up or at least... reserve all the domain names that you needed.
Wow.
So I had Martha, I had the paperlesshome.com, I had MarthaStewart.com, I had Martha.com, I had every, didn't you do that?
No.
You don't own Stephen.com?
No, I have to be Stephen134.com or something like that. Some stupid bullshit like that.
Well, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
Your business people were not smart.
No, they suck.
So here, now what you want to do is take your piping bag, see that?
Yeah.
Don't think about that so much. You know, you're doing pretty damn well.
I don't know.
I think you are.
I don't know.
And then just take this whipped cream all over, and you can do it prettily if you want.
This is whipped cream.
Yeah, this is whipped cream, but it has creme fraiche in it, so it's a little tartar than just plain old sweet whipped cream.
You ever put like an almond extract in your whipped cream?
I don't like that, but you could.
You don't like that.
I don't like almond extract.
Why don't you like almond extract?
I don't know. It tastes
You got
like,
something against marzipan?
It tastes like, no, I love marzipan.
That's almond. That's
I know,
all it
but
is,
it's not almond extract.
Oh, come on.
And so it's not. I mean, we would argue about everything. I, you know.
Right, but then there's the makeup sex. I mean.
What?
In the fantasy that this is a date.
It's so nice. Nice to flirt with Stephen Colbert.
It's a wonderful set. Do you know Martha?
You're getting a little close for television.
Do you know?
You stay on your side of the table, Stephen.
I want to point out that you have leather pants on our date.
I do.
Those are hot, babe.
Yeah, they're hot.
Those are good. I want you to know.
And
you probably.
Nothing,
I don't know if I've told you before.
They have nothing underneath them.
The first time that.
This is
a good date.
You do that, really?
Every Christmas, you know, you and I made a kissing ball when I was on your show way back on the day
but
when I had a Christmas
kiss,
special.
You did not kiss me.
I put that up every year.
You do?
I think of you.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah. Now what do I do? Am I done?
Well, that's pretty enough, but...
Thank you.
But you could
I could
fill
do the sides.
In here so that people don't know...
Imagine we have only 1 minute left.
Oh,
what
dear.
Would I do?
We could then... Here, you could embellish mine with
thank
coconut.
You. And do I just hand sprinkle
it? No, sprinkle it all over the top. Mm-hmm. Not on the raspberries.
I won't.
Close, yeah.
Now, my sweetie pie, Evie, doesn't like coconut.
She doesn't?
She doesn't like coconut.
Well, then don't put any on her cake, please.
I won't do that.
Save that one for her. Mm-hmm. And this is a good cake, so you can take it
It looks off. Fantastic.
But we should give this to somebody else in the audience whose birthday is today.
Yes, we should.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.